Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees.
Clear.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees.
CFO, do you copy?
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees.
Maybe it all is.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
NR1CH mobile. Is this frequency in use? NALOU, NALOU from KD8 JSR. 88, AF dark clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 77 degrees.
Frequency in use. QB at SWR. Turn the link on for the state HF net. QB at SWR.
Come back down. I can put it in my book again, please.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. You will, in the roster, you follow Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu. Over.
Roger, I got you. I got you in here in my book. Anyhow, where is your location?
My location is in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Roger, yeah, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's the first time I heard Battle Creek, Michigan. Roger?
Roger, roger. All right, well, we're doing the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, so if you want to hang on for a little while, we'll take your comments, over.
Yeah, no problem. KFA, Detroit Rock City. Go ahead.
Roger, this is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you wish to check in, please call.
This is Kilo Bravo 9, Alpha Romeo.
All right, I had a double. I am rogering in Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. You follow Kilo Fox 8, Delta Romeo Charlie. The other station calling, try again, over.
This is WDA Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Roger. Good copy on your station, Charlie. You follow in the roster Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Over.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KBIT SWR. I don't need to know who I follow for that. Thank you.
All right, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Got you in there, Jeff. Thanks for checking in.
This is November 0, Echo Foxtrot Tango.
November 0, Echo Foxtrot Tango. Roger. You follow Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo on the roster. Thank you so much for checking in. Good to hear you on the net. This is KB8RHC taking free net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Please call.
Whiskey 8. Charlie Oscar Papa.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa, Roger. You follow November 0, Echo Foxtrot Tango. Other stations, please call. Okay, hearing none, we'll... this is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. For the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 360 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5, 3, 4, 6, 7, 5, and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Miss University frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and VHF laser repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan University Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly feed of information and ideas concerning Oxcom and Michigan, including Aries, NTS, all radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public speech.
What do I do? Go on what cosign?
And representatives from these groups. This is KB8RHC. My name is Brett, physician of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the Prenat group, I have the following statements listed. Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Romeo Charlie, Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo, Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 0 Echo Foxtrot Tango, and Whiskey 8 Charlie Oscar Papa. These stations need not check in again, but other stations can get an excellent call. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, go ahead with your comments, sir.
All right, KB8RHB in the net. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie today. We just came off of the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom net. Second and fourth Sundays of the month on 60 meters, 40 meters, D-Star and DMR. If you've got any or all of that equipment, you're welcome to join. It starts at 4 o'clock second and fourth Sundays. Had about 60 check-ins today, give or take. I haven't counted them up yet. Coming up this week, there's a few things. On the 18th, so the week after next, there's a FEMA Region 5 for Kids functional exercise for communication. That'll be occurring on the 18th, but that's going to be between hospitals. I think the SELC will get a little involved, but probably more for coordination than anything else. The let's see here, the Monday, though, is a planning meeting for that, so that's why I tell you all about it now. Wednesday, the Michigan Public Safety Communication Interoperability Board would normally be meeting. However, that session's been canceled and any agenda items are moved to September. However, in the evening, FEMA Region 5 OXCOM Subcommittee will be meeting at 8 p.m. and that's on Zoom. Reminders will be going out for that probably today. And then Thursday, the OXCOM work group for Michigan meets in the afternoon, this being an even month. Let's see here. Also on that same day, I have a Rec League co-chair management meeting that follows that, which is our planning session for the Rec League meeting. With that, I hope everybody has a great week ahead. I'm not sure if I'll be on the net next week as I will be traveling down into Nine territory. We've got to go down to Indiana for the weekend. So anyway, I hope you all stay safe, stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Back to Matt.
All right. Very good, Max. Thank you very much for your comments. Good job today on the FEMA Region 5 net. Appreciate you doing that. Not much going on here. I had been pretty quiet. Other than that, we did a siren test yesterday. Had some failures there, so got to work on that. But other than that, got a CERT meeting this week on Wednesday to get prepared. And then we have a huge event on Saturday. It's the breakfast table, or cereal fest, or whatever you want to call it, in downtown Battle Creek. So that's gonna be that's always quite the event for us. So got to get prepared for that a little bit more. So, anyways, thanks again. This is KDRHB. Next on the list, Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta. What are your comments, sir?
KDRHB in the net. This is KJBD, Jim Dunbar, ECRO, for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. We had a successful siren test net. Had about 9 sirens tested. So we're currently working through the 90 sirens here in Washtenaw County. And we got a pretty good dent in them. The other thing is tonight we're running one of our local ARPSC nets. That'll be the one on the primary Skyward net repeater, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know, but I feel like there's going to be a simulated repeater failure tonight, just to sort of keep people on their toes. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out. It usually works out pretty good, but it's always nice to sort of simulate a failure to make sure everything works okay and people stay sharp and on their toes. So anyway, thanks for running the net, Brett. Appreciate that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8 to Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, you got very good. Especially this time of year. All right, we'll go to the next station, and then after that, we'll take a quick standby. Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good enough, Brett. Nice to hear you. It's been a while, and I can tell you've been active on the other net. KBD, going far and clear. The rest of the stations are weak, barely readable with fading. Kent County, we did have a siren test on Friday. Successful, we had a number of sirens checked out. Other than that, kind of quiet in the county. My official position is NTS Relay Station, and also the radio shack manager for the American Red Cross here in Kent County. At any rate, that's about all I got.
Always good to hear you, and yes, been getting some good practice. So, yep, thanks again for checking in, and I could barely hear you on the FEMA Region 5, but we could have had a circuit. So, all right, well, let's take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
Are there any stations wishing to check in? If so, please call KD8RHB.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, roger. Got the answer to the net. Other stations, please call. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go back to the list. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu, you're up for comment, sir. Please
let
WBATQZ up for
comment. This is KJBD, will do. WBATQZ, you are up for comment.
KJBD, WBATQZ, unable to copy the net. I presume you're receiving the same. I will be closing a station. Over.
WBATQZ, go ahead with the comments. I'm hearing you, not sure who else is, but have at it. KDDD.
Well, sounds like another long debate for propagation. Next, and put up the best, and so is MITN. And we're just using a reflector and jumping around trying to find frequencies that work as we can. And that's about all we have here. Thank you.
Okay, WBATQZ, this is KJBD. Thanks for your comments. KD8RHB, did you copy by intercept?
Negative, over.
WBATQZ is clear with his comments.
Roger, out. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Romeo Charlie, your comment, over.
Sir. Now, this is KF8DRC, Detroit Rock City. My question is, every Sunday at 5 o'clock, does the net, if I'm on the Echo link, what do I go on?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Romeo Charlie, good question. Let me get an answer and follow back up with you a little bit further down the page here. Do you have any other comments? Over.
So I just want to know if this net is at 5 o'clock every Sunday, that way I can join it. And I like to know if I have an Echo link, and I like to know what do I go on if I can't get in on my radio.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, so Echo Link is just receive only or just listen only. Central Michigan Emergency Network, they link the UHF and VHF, the link repeater system. What's your location?
My location is Rochester, Michigan. Rochester Hills or Rochester, Michigan. My name is Jack, by the way.
Okay, roger. I got you in Rochester, Michigan. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Are you able to answer his question, what repeater you would get into for the link system? Over.
Yes, Echo Link is receive only. It's receive only on Echo Link, so
that's
only receive only on Echo Link. You can actually enter the net through Echo Link. So you just have to use your local repeater that you're on now. Back to you, Brett. KB8SWR.
Very good job,
Pete.
All right, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Romeo Charlie. Your options are to go your method that you are right now, or just usually we're on either a tier around 39 or 32, or we're on 7.232 or 33, somewhere around in there. Those are typically the two that we're on. If you're not able to get in the way you are now, over.
Yeah, so this net is on every Sunday, correct?
That's correct. We do a pre-net about 10 minutes too, but it starts at 1700 local time, over.
Sure, thank you for your time, and thank you for laying the net. KFA, Detroit Rock City. KFA, Detroit Rock City. Have a good evening.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for your comments. Glad to have you aboard. All right, next station, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I went to that motor meetup yesterday. That was larger than I expected. And got over to the ham fest this morning. Not a lot else going on here. Fan conditions not the best. Turn back to net control. KV8RHB, KV9IAR.
All right, Don. Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Always good to hear you. Glad you were able to get out and do some stuff this weekend. Sorry I missed out on the ham fest today. So, but always good to hear you. Next on the list, Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Charlie, go ahead.
28RHB, net control. This is WDAAXB. Charlie and Vicksburg in Calhoun County, also part of District 5. Hearing stations, most of them weak. Was able to hear Don, KB9IAR. He's strong, you're strong. JBD is strong. Everybody else is really up and down. Yeah, I did not get any of the comments from the Session Emergency Coordinator. I could just tell he was in there. Somebody was talking, but I heard nothing from Max, unfortunately. I did attend the Hudsonville Ham Fest and decided that Sunday was the day to sleep in. Other than that, went out and mowed the lawn and helped my wife with a couple of little honeydew projects for a little container vegetable garden that we got going. So that's what's going on here. Well, I guess it's supposed to get warm later on in the week, and I think tomorrow we're supposed to get some rain. I don't think there's any severe weather connected, but it could get wet tomorrow. So, Brett, back to you, 88RHB from WD8AXB, over.
All right, WD8AXB, Charlie, thank you for your time. Good to hear you. Yeah, you're coming in here good at my station. Overall, the bands are a bit rough today, so everyone is a little bit light. I'm having some issues here in the WSADOC, but anyways, we'll get better. So thank you again for your comment. All right, next on the list, Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Go ahead, Jeff.
Evening, Brett, and everybody on the net. Yeah, just to reiterate, if you can hear the net, it's all good, and you want to check in, feel free to check in, even if you're on VHF or UHF. Again, EchoLink is received only for people to listen, because squelch never drops. There's no way for the EchoLink to anybody get in on EchoLink. So, just a reminder of that. Trying to get stuff done around the house, Brett. Get back to doing some radio projects. Kind of been lax here the last few weeks, but hopefully we can get back after it. Good to hear you. You're sounding good in here. I'm sure we're putting out some pretty good power here. So, back to you, Brad. KDSW.
Very good, Jeff. Thanks so much for getting that going for us and everything you guys do. But appreciate it. Good to hear you. All right. Next station, November 0, Echo, Foxtrot, Tango. You're up for comments, and appreciate you joining us on the net this evening, sir.
This is November 0, Echo Foxtrot Tango. Well, good afternoon or good evening, Brett. Good to be able to jump in here, my first time on this net. propagation is not cooperating too much, but nevertheless, good net, and hope everyone has a good rest of the evening. Back to you, Rover.
Roger. Thanks, Dave, for jumping in. I'm always just, I appreciate jumping in a lot. So hope as time permits, you're able to do so on some future Sundays. So thank you for your comments, and look forward to talking to you soon. Next on the list, Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa. You're up for comments.
Well, thanks, Brett, and good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COP in Ogama County. I cannot hear the net at all on HF. I've got a solid 9 noise level, and thanks to Jeff and the crew for broadcasting it on the Bay City 3-1 machine, because that's how I've been listening. Everybody's coming in great there, but HF not so much. What's going on here? Well, we're getting ready to move the 06 machine from Lupton over to Clear Lake. We got a new tower going in there, and we've been able to secure some tower space, so looking forward to that. Hopefully in the next few weeks that move will happen. But other than that, things have been nice and quiet, just the way we like it up here. So with that, Brett, thanks for doing the net. I'll say...
Well, sounds like we lost that.
My name is Ray, R-A-Y. I'm located down in the southwest corner of Macomb County. We used to have a really active group here, 30, 40 people, and we're trying to build that back up again. We had a good group out yesterday for a siren test, and some of those had not been listened to or checked out for maybe 2 or 3 years, so it's a really valuable thing to do. The best signal in my location here was N0EFP. He gets the prize for good solid S9. Everybody else, a little bit problematic. WA4MLD, have a good week.
All right. Very good. All right, this is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Are there any other stations that wish to join? Please call. Okay, hearing none, are there any other stations with any comments for the net? Over. On that note, we'll go ahead and end the net, and everyone be safe. Thank you so much for checking in. Always good to hear you guys. I haven't been on in a few weeks, so good to get back in at it. And everyone be safe. Enjoy the upcoming week, and hope to hear you next week. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. This net is closed. Closed down. Out. Thanks, Mike. KBSW.
Good evening, 1800 hours, partly sunny, 76 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 76 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
PZ monitoring.
B8OOE.
K8OE, this is KF8DBZ. How's things going tonight for you?
Well, I should be home in bed.
Oh, so that kind of night, at least I'm home, even though I'm not in bed, which is where I should be as well.
I'm overdue for my meeting with a pillow.
Yeah, I hear ya.
Eight more miles left, I think, maybe.
So you should be home in, what, about 15 minutes or so then?
Less than that. I'm on M15 headed north into Bastyr. I'm close along about 55, 60.
Well, hopefully there's not much in the way of traffic to get between you and the bed.
I'll be all right. I'm just quirky and tired. Got to get up bright and early in the morning and do it all over again. Oh, yeah, I got to go do in the morning, so that'll be fun.
Jeez, what time you got to get up?
Be up about 6:37.
Yeah, that's going to be a little rough.
We'll see. I didn't do it today. I slept in today. I was stacking scaffolding up. I made a gin pole because I got too difficult to carry more sections up. I was five sections high. And getting a little scary up there.
I can imagine.
Nobody else would do it. So the guy, 4 months out of open heart surgery, had to climb up and do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Nobody coming to save us.
Exactly it, too. And it seems like it's getting more so every day. Oh, maybe I should just farm everything out and call it good.
Well, if it wouldn't hurt you financially to do something like that, it might not be that bad of an idea. I mean, you know, there's no point in running yourself all the way into the ground. That's one of the reasons I retired. I was able to, and I was tired of running myself into the ground.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, I find out, guy I know from the Lapeer repeater, I didn't know he was dead, but he died last fall, I guess. I don't know. Had no clue he died. He had heart issues. And he was super good, that guy.
Oh, that's some sad news. I had no idea he was gone.
Yeah, he's still on he's on my Facebook. I can't remember his call sign for the life of me. And his last name had one too many consonants, or maybe five too many consonants. So he had one of those names that was really hard for me to pronounce, because I'm about as sharp as a bowling ball. But I tracked him down one day. He had a Vox on, and he'd come home from work on second shift working, rebuilding hydraulic cylinders and motors, and he'd crank his tunes up to get in the shower. And so I nicknamed him the repeater DJ. It took us a little while to track him down, but I finally found him, told him, and he was all embarrassed.
What did he have to be embarrassed about?
Well, it went on for quite some time, 6-8 months on the local repeater there in Lapeer. And he just didn't know. And, you know, I guess he would show up to the meetings. I don't know. I never hear music on the repeater. Come to find out it was him.
Oh, geez, yeah, I can see how somebody might be embarrassed by that, but you have to admit, that was funny.
Yeah, and I told him, you know, he said, am I in trouble? I said, we're ham radio ops. And I said, we're self-policing. I said, there's no malicious intent, so there's no harm, no foul. And I says, you're a den leader. He had kids, young kids, and they were in scouts and whatnot. And they do these jamborees, so they get these kids on the air. And I, every time I got a chance, I would help them kids get a merit badge. And I said, just tell them kids, don't leave your Vox on and crank the tunes. I said, make it as a learning experience. That's what it is.
Yep, that's exactly what we do. You know, yeah, you make a mistake. Nobody's going to do anything to you for it other than say, hey, you know, you kind of goofed up. Maybe you might want to do this in the future. And that's the end of it.
There was no malicious, you know. He wasn't doing anything to mess with anybody. He was a pretty good guy. I liked him. He was, you know, goofy, but, you know, I mean, it takes all kinds. And I just liked him. He was pretty good guy, and he's done a lot of work with those kids. I was always impressed with that. But he had boys, you know. He had one son at least, for sure. But, I told him, I said, what's worse? I said, next time, I just pick you up when we go track somebody down, RDF them.
Play your own little game of fox hunt. There you go. That would have been fun.
With an ex-girlfriend, we built some tape measure beams, and I had at least $8-$10 into the whole mess. I used walkies, and it was fun. It took us about an hour and a half to find him.
Yeah, that's something that I haven't done yet. Maybe one of these days in my oh-so-copious spare time.
It's, you know, it's an addition to the hobby. It's nice to be able to do. I pretty much walked right up to his front door.
Well, I mean, come on, you got to admit, he did make it kind of easy. Okay, he wasn't using some weak little transmitter hidden in the woods somewhere. He's got his stuff running full blast off of his tower.
Well, it was an HT with a box on it sitting on a charging stand, and he built the antenna. That's off of that. But he was only like a mile from the old repeater site. And then I was in Columbiaville, so I was listening to him with two radios. The one to make sure he was still transmitting on the repeater, and then the repeater input frequency, and then I would stop and get some bearings, you know, every once in a while. My ex-girlfriend steering the van.
You're being careful out there, aren't you? Keep your eyes on the road and all that, because it's late, it's dark, and you're tired.
Back in the driveway, I'm going to shut everything down. I got a very sick dog in the van with me, so I'm going to have to steam a couple of the seats. I can hear. He's a trooper. I shouldn't have had him out so late. But I'm going to get out and take him in, and maybe, I don't know if I'm going to give him a bath. I don't know if he feels good enough for that. But I got to let the other dog out, too. So 7-3, I'm going to head in the house. This is KB8OOE.
Sounds like a plan to me. All right. You have a good evening. You take care of your dogs. You take care of yourself, and you get yourself some sleep. 73, safe travels in the morning. KF8, DPZ, clear.
Good evening, 23 hours, showers, 67 degrees.